Monday morning, July 25th, 2011, the news of Oroville today includes an interview with Renu of Lavenir concerning Town Development Council's recent meetings, which included Lavenir d'Oroville's chairman, Mr. Doshi. Followed by a few announcements, but first a look at the weather report from Pondicherry. Mostly cloudy, high 34 degrees Celsius, winds southwesterly 16 to 22 kilometers per hour, humidity 66%, and tonight a chance of thunderstorm with a low of 28 degrees, winds continuing southwesterly 16 to 26 kilometers per hour, and a 60% chance of rain. An encouraging development for Oroville, the Oroville Town Development Council has been created and has received official sanction. This will provide more possibility for the development of Oroville within our own context and help protect us against speculation and other developmental issues. Here's Renu giving a brief report concerning Town Development Council's recent meetings, which included Lavenir d'Oroville chairman Mr. Doshi, who sanctioned going ahead with Le Cité Universitaire in the international zone, which had come to a standstill due to the old maps and perimeters of that area.
Friday and Saturday, Doshi, who's the chairman of the TDC, which is the official name of Lavenir d'Oroville, came, and on those were the first two meetings we've had with the chairman, and they're really very good. He's a very energetic man and has a very large vision, which is really nice element and good to have in our team. The meeting went really well. Various points were discussed. For example, I'm very excited that the Greenbelt may be protected now, and David and Akva are still working on land use plans that would fit into that, so that would be part of that. Otherwise, we showed him studies that had been done on the residential sector 1 and 2. He feels that further studies need to be made, but that was pretty positive. And we discussed how to disperse GOI funds without getting, because the classical way with government funds is a tendering system. With Orville's research and innovation, that often doesn't quite fit in, so we're trying to find forms that fit both the government and both our needs. And I think we succeeded quite well with doing that yesterday. So we came up with a system of tendering that will serve both purposes. This also affects directly some of the money that would go to Maitreya 3, which was a housing project that had been a giant housing project designed by Pino that was agreed in the previous Avenir and was re-agreed during the housing crisis that it had to be done. However, Doshi insists that a model be made so that the residents may see it first. And
how many units will that be?
I think it's 150 units. I'm not sure. It's a mega building. So I think he was correct in demanding that a model be made. And I think it's a very good thing, because that's the direction we want to be going on all public buildings, having models, having people be able to see them. Because often from a plan drawing, not everybody is familiar with reading plans.
Very few of us.
Very few of us, even amongst builders, planners, and architects themselves. So a model is really good. The other thing that was very interesting is we've been working for months and months on the whole building application process and trying to get it better. And we had come up with a system months ago, but it hadn't been adopted by anybody in the team with much enthusiasm. And this was passed also on Saturday, which was that every project that comes in would be published first, so as not to delay first us looking at it, then publishing something in the news and notes, waiting for 2-week feedback. I think altogether it would be better for the community, because they will know what projects are being presented to us and what we're sitting on, if we are, and not dealing with it, so that, you know, we'll be accountable, much more accountable to the community. And also perhaps it'll shorten definitely the period of giving permission and NOC time.
What happened to the notion of low-cost housing?
I think the answer to that is, well, the transit lounge is exactly an experiment in that style. The fact of the matter is people are used to a certain comfort and are not necessarily interested. However, still with the basic income being so low, I think what we need to pursue more aggressively is a rental and leasing schemes in Oroville. so that you can buy equity. Because with your maintenance, you'll never be able to afford a house. And that's unfair. It adversely affects people who are totally dedicated and living here. And so that's not fair. They would never come up with that sum.
Someone would rent, and that money would go towards the amount of the unit.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm proposing, and those are things that with the FAMC would have to be explored, and housing group, which I think would be amenable to it, because I think it would be fair.
And this from Philip Simmons, his book, Learning to Fall. The word animal derives from the Latin anima, or soul. To acknowledge one's own soul, then, is to acknowledge the animal within. Then we can make a beginning. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone, in studio today, Andrea and Miriam. More information, any questions, contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.